Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this Monday night as we go into our SMB Learning Center. We thank you all for joining us, and we are looking forward to hearing from each and every caller on the call tonight. So as we get started, we're going to go ahead and turn this call over to our leader, Mr. Talius Carr.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Candy, and thank you, everybody, for being in attendance tonight as we go ahead and get started on the SMB Learning Center. And this is what we follow up. You know, you can do tell us your week in review. You know, if something you had a question about, something you enjoyed. You know, as a matter of fact, even if you had a testimony throughout the week, I think that's important. You know, by the strengthening of our testimony strengthens the presence of God in somebody else's life. You know, we know that, you know, word of mouth is the best advertisement there is, Ms. Candy.
It sure is.
You can tell somebody what God has done for you. It can actually give somebody hope. In other words, you can actually increase somebody else's, you know, their faith. And the more their faith increases in God, the more they can receive from God.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So whatever it is that God places upon your heart for you to share, you know, please do so. This week, as we talked about, God will make the enemy your footstool. I hope at least we had an opportunity to experience one of the calls, if not both of them, because God just delivers so much. You know, so before we get started, let us go ahead and pray, and then we're going to get started with the call. So right where you are, go ahead and close your eyes and bow your heads and open up your hearts. Father God, we thank you for this moment. We just thank you for this time. We thank you for the day that you have bestowed upon us, Father. Father God, we just want to say that we are humble, Father God. We're not proud, Father God, but we're just so excited to be in your presence, Father. Father God, we take pride out of it, Father God, because it's not about us. But we're just excited, Father God, to learn more about you, to know who you are, Father God. Father God, to further evaluate ourselves, Father God, and make sure that we stand in right standing with you, Father God. To, Father God, just be an example before others, Father God, that we not only say that we love you, but, Father God, we live a lifestyle, more importantly, of that love, showing that love, signifying that love, Father God, and Father God, embracing others, Father God, because, again, we are not above anyone. We just want to say thank you for our family, thank you for our friends, Father God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for those who we have prayed for, that we have been at odds with, Father. Father God, we ask that you help us, Father God, throughout our lives and our days, Father God, to come. We thank you for our health, and we thank you for our strength. We thank you for peace of mind, for clarity, Father God. We thank you for everything that we have, that we call our own, Father God, because technically you own it. We just want to say thank you. All these things we ask in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
All righty. So, Ms. Candy, what we're going to do, how we do it, star five. Anybody who want to add anything, please, by all means, again, this is for you all. Okay, we want to hear some things that you may have taken away, something that, you know, really stuck with you, really struck home. I mean, it just hit home, okay? Something that we have may have missed, something you may have a question about, anything it is in reference to the call. And, again, it may be a testimony, okay? Even throughout the call, if it's something that you want us to pray about, let's do that, okay? That's what it's all about. Get comfortable, relax. Ms. Candy.
All right. We have a few callers who've already raised their hands, and like you said, for everyone else, as soon as you have something that you want to chime in with, go ahead and hit star five as we go to our very first caller. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment or your question for this evening.
Good evening. I just wanted to share how very informative the messages have been, and I truly appreciate how it was brought up about, you know, the enemy not necessarily being a person per se. It's the things that we struggle with, you know, the things that oppose God. So I appreciate that because there are a lot of things that I tend to struggle with from time to time. So, and to go along with that, it was a scripture that was revealed to me, and it comes from Psalm chapter 59, verse 10, and it states, "In his unfailing love, my God will come and help me. He will let me look down in triumph on all my enemies." And that was a reminder for me that we have to claim and walk in the victory that God has already declared for us. So going forward, after hearing the message, my declaration was different. You know, my prayer was different because, you know, the point was brought up on the call last night about loving the enemies and what that does for us and also how God, you know, gets the glory out of that. So I truly appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much, caller, for sharing that with us tonight. And we're going to go straight away to our next caller. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment or question for this evening.
Good evening. This is Brandy. I have two things to share. The first thing I want to share, and it ties into the second, I was thinking about the week last week and the Lord making a footstool. And sometimes, you know, we are our own enemy. So the footstool is not necessarily for something happening by somebody else doing that to you. It's from yourself. You may have doubt in yourself, or you may not believe you're good enough for something or things like that. So he will make a footstool for you as well, being your own enemy. And the reason I bring that up is I have a testimony to share, and I've been praying and looking for a job to get away from my old job for 3 years. I finally, I prayed about it in November for a couple weeks, real hard, and S&B, y'all prayed with me. I think that was in end of August, September. We prayed about it on the line, and God told me that I needed to leave the job. Now, I didn't have another job, but it was on my heart that I just needed to leave, and he told me, you need to close this door and trust me 100%. That means no income, because I'm a single woman, so no income. So I decided to leave my job in December, right before Christmas, and today I got a job offer, and I accepted it. So God is good. It was it's a blessing right on his appointed time. So I wanted to share that with y'all, because sometimes we can be our own enemy, and we need to get on that footstool or sit down by that footstool. So
that's all I have to share. That's a lot that you had to share. Now, see, she's giving y'all a shortcut version. Let's extend that a little bit. Because, you know, I don't know. And maybe, y'all, that's one thing about the body of Christ. We got to get excited for other people. See, prior to how you talk about, three claps and that's it. But I bet you, if that was you, you wouldn't be no, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm telling you, God will test us. We're talking about the devil tempting us. God will test you to show you where you are.
That's right.
In other words, God will bless somebody in your presence to see where your heart really is.
Yes.
Oh, my. Because if you can't get excited for somebody else, why should God bless you? That means it's all self-seeking. Remember that God says do nothing out of selfish ambition. Y'all know what that means? That means don't be self-serving. Don't always try and please yourself. Mm-hmm. But God called us to do what? Serve, to be a servant. You know what a servant does? Oh, ma'am, I got this. Oh, ma'am, don't worry about that. It's always let me do the dirty work. You enjoy. Oh. But y'all don't want to hear the truth. I ain't coming here to preach. But the thing is, the fact of the matter is, the testimony, that's a great testimony. And it's by the working of Brandy's faith. Let's call it what it is. Let's boast in the Lord. She's working her faith. Working her faith. And look at what God will do. It has nothing to do with the job. It has everything to do with her being patient and waiting on God. It don't matter if it was job making less. Let's shout. Because we always think that money and tangible things have everything. God is good. They don't have nothing to do with God. God doesn't. He always gives an increase. See, let me show y'all mind for a second. Let's take it here for a second. The Bible says that we should rightly divide the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. Write that down real quickly. 2 Timothy 2:15. Whatever you're doing, write that down now. Trying to help us be studious. 2 Timothy 2:15, I'm giving us scripture that we would otherwise find on our own. Okay? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. Let me back up for a second. Let me give you a simple. NIV says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Let me give it to you from the Amplified. I like the Amplified because it breaks it down a little deeper. It says, study and do your best to present yourself to God approved. Now, do your best does not mean give a half-behind effort. That's what we typically do, and then say, at least I tried.
Yeah.
Don't see trying and giving your best are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody can agree with that?
Yes, sir.
If you can try and put in the application, there's less. And whether they reject it, they reject it. When you do your best, that means I went to talk to them people and I asked them why they didn't accept me. And I kept on and I kept on. I know for a fact I gave my very, I exhausted every avenue possible. That's your best.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Okay.
So he says study and do your best. Exhaust all areas to present yourself to God approved. A workman. A workman meaning tested by trial. That means you're going to be tested. Who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. That's rightly divided. In other words, we must understand the word of God in order to accurately and skillfully handle it. See, we have taken on the word of God, and because we don't study, we can't accurately handle it. Y'all got it? This is why we say God don't give no decrease. He only give an increase. But God's increase can look like the man's decrease.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we say God is good is when we tangibly something has grown. God is good when he takes something away.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? So the reason I'm saying this is because that's a testimony. Has nothing to do about what she landed. It has everything to do about her being faithful to God and God being faithful in return to her.
Yes,
indeed.
Y'all follow me? Because that's a step out on faith. I don't know how y'all feel about it. Maybe you have somebody to support you, but go ahead and go without, and you know you don't have no support system. It's easy to stop doing something when you know you got somebody supporting you. That's easy. You know what's the challenge? When you don't have no other option.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You follow me? That's why a lot of us get married, right? The wrong reasons. Because we want support.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really love them. We grow to love them, but we really want support, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. God said, stop working, and I got it. I'm about to test you. Right? He was obedient. And I could say a whole bunch of them not, because that's between Brandy and God. But she was obedient through it all. So anyways, that's a testimony, y'all, and we should get excited about that because if God is in the neighborhood, what makes you think he wouldn't stop at your house? But the thing is, why should he stop at your house when you wouldn't get excited for somebody else?
All right.
Amen.
Huh? Because y'all know how I go. Why would you date somebody else if they messing with some, if they're in a relationship and they mess with you? Why would you date them? What makes you so much better than another person?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Saying God says the same thing. You disgruntled because they got, so why would I give to you? You all about you. I don't like people like that. Okay, thank you. Next caller. Thank you, Ms. Brandy.
You're welcome. Thank
you. All right. Mr. Carr, we don't have anyone else with their hand raised at the moment, but I did want to reflect back on something that I was able to share on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And I shared the scripture, Exodus 23 and 22, and it says, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. And just briefly, the scripture, it was written to the Israelites, and it was talking about the time when they would have to travel through the wilderness, and they were going to come up against natural enemies. And what I found to be so interesting about it after the fact was that when they were listening to this, they're taking all of this in, they are doing what we often do, and they saw that all of the opposition was external because God is telling them, you know, I'm going to remove all of these people out of your path, and if they come up against you, then I'm going to come up against them. But the thing about it was the word that was being given was also for them to be internal. Now, they received the word as it applied to someone else being their enemy. Okay, if this nation comes up against us, then God is going to take care of them. But what they didn't do, and again, it's a place where we all also err, is that they didn't think about what's going to happen if I don't line up with God, if I as an individual or us as a group of people we're not following after God in that moment, then we are his opposition. And just like he said that he was going to be an enemy unto thine enemies, in that moment that we are in opposition for what he's asking us to do, we are the enemy, and he will work against us just as well. So it's not always about looking outward and saying, okay, you know, in their case, it was a natural enemy as far as the nations were concerned. But it's being able to say, hey, if I am in opposition for what God is calling me to do, then I am his enemy, and that's going to be a problem with him, just like it's going to be a problem if there's someone else who's opposing what he says. So that was just expanding on the scripture that I had given on Wednesday night.
Oh, good deal, good deal. I like that. And that's one of the things about the Word of God. You know, the Bible says in the day of judgment how he's going to tell people. They're going to say, oh, Father, you know, I did this and I did that, and I cast out demons in your name, and, you know, I did all that, yada, yada, you know. And God's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Now, how could he not know his friends?
Right.
So if you're not a friend of God, what are you?
You're an enemy.
Because we've made it popular to say frenemy, right?
Yes, we did.
So God say, if God says he never knew you, that means we are an enemy of his.
Right.
Now, do you consider yourself a footstool? I think not.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, no, not, because pride will get in our way for us to be saying, I ain't no footstool. Pride gets in the way from wanting us to lower ourselves beneath people. The Bible says, esteem others, think of others higher than you think of yourselves.
That's right.
And we don't want to do that, yet alone be a footstool.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been taught all our life, okay, to if nobody else knows, you got to love yourself. Love yourself. Love self, right? But the Bible actually tells us to esteem others higher than we esteem ourselves, Ms. Candy.
It sure does.
Anybody, you know, don't believe that? Any strong powers on that?
Remember, everyone, if you want to chime in with us tonight, it is *5, and we will get you right on the line.
Okay, that's good. Because that comes from Philippians 2:3, write that down. The Bible says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. In other words, you know, we know that the footstool, as we talked about this week, okay, and this is the learning center, okay? The footstool was primarily designed to support the feet of a royal person.
Right.
Let me say that again. The footstool was created to support the feet of a royal person. Now, what is royal to God? Anything that's royal to God has to line up with him.
That's right.
But you also know and understand that God didn't create us to be necessarily physically royal here on earth, because a servant and royal don't go hand in hand.
Exactly.
So the footstool was designed for God. Let me just say that. Not for us. The footstool was designed for God. As a matter of fact, we are not the footstool. People are not the footstool. It's what God uses as a canvas. That's why we gave scripture that denotes to that earth. We said that last night. He uses earth as his footstool. He never said people. He said your enemies, he will create a footstool for your enemies. In other words, he's going to use earth to elevate himself.
Amen.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Enemy is not a footstool. God is going to use earth as a platform. God will never step on people to elevate himself. Only the devil does that. And y'all know what I mean? In other words, when you got to put somebody else down to make you look good, that's satanic.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know that?
Mm-hmm.
We get in these gender wars and these race wars, and we got to put the other race down to make ourselves look good. God has a problem with that, because if you want to talk about you, talk about you. You don't have to put nobody else down.
Sir.
Y'all follow?
Yes, sir.
God clearly says that you don't have to put nobody else down. As a matter of fact, he tells us. He said, test every spirit next to the spirit. In other words, if you want to do a compare and contrast, text yourself next to God. Stop talking about what men don't do. Stop talking about what women don't do. Stop talking about what blacks don't do. Stop talking about whites don't do. And compare your little life, our little life, next to Jesus, and you'll get a better answer. You know what it's going to do? It's going to cause you to look down and say, hold on, I ain't where I thought I was.
That's true. But
you can't go up against perfection, can you? But see, we don't want to go up against perfection, Miss Candy, because we want to make everything else our footstool. In other words, I would rather put Candy down so that I can look better, as opposed to compare myself next to Jesus, because then I'll see how small I am.
Yes.
Okay, this is a learning center. I'm going to go ahead back down. Who else we got?
There's not another caller with their hand raised, but I did want to bring out one more point from this week. And because I just gave an example of when God was speaking to them, and he actually was speaking of a natural enemy that was going to oppose them. But we have to be careful, because the person across from you is not your natural enemy. It's the spirit that resides in that person. So when we are approaching people, it's not, I'm approaching you, you're against me. There may be a spirit in you that's against the spirit in me, but that's why we have to reach out to each other in love. And if we remember that God commands us to love each other, then it's not, I'm going to attack you, I'm going to talk bad about you, I'm going to do all of these things to get back at you for whatever it is you did to me, but I'm going to approach you in love, knowing that there may very well be a spirit in you that's opposing that spirit in me, but love covers a multitude of sins. So if I continue to love you, if I continue to reach out to you in kindness, then that's going to make for a peaceful situation, and we will no longer be enemies.
Mm-hmm. Can I do something? Do this for me real quickly. Miss Brandy, get back on the phone, because Miss Brandy shared a scripture with me in reference to the call. And y'all write this down. It came from 1 Corinthians 15:24-26. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24-26. Miss Brandy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you again?
Good deal. You want to share that with everybody, 1 Corinthians 15:24-26?
Sure. It's a New International version. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
Oh, did y'all get it? He ain't never say a person. Say that one. Let's say the scripture, the whole thing again, Ms. Brandy.
Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemy under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
Why do you think everything is beneath? Why do you think hell is beneath you? Hell is your enemy, not people. I think if somebody's walking on the same ground as you, they're not beneath you. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Right now we have enemies that abound in the atmosphere. They do. Okay? They're trying to stomp us down when God said, no. If a man's ways please me, I will make your enemies be at peace with you. In other words, I'm going to make them chill out.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Follow me? Make them chill out, because I don't need them to be beneath you. Because sometimes I need a thorn to make you jump. I don't need them to be beneath you. According to scripture, it says there's going to be a time and a place for all that.
Yes,
so I say, I got this. I know when. You can't tell me when to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he said there's going to be a time where he has abolished all our rule and over all authority and power. For he must reign, sovereign power. He has put all his enemies under his feet. That means he has not done it yet. That means he's using God. Boy, I don't know if y'all hear me. Y'all want to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway. See, if I want to know if somebody's faithful to me, I don't want to take away the prayers. I want the prayers to mess with them, because if they're faithful, how am I going to know they're faithful unless they have opposition?
All right. That's right.
We're busy talking about God, take my enemies away. And God said, no, I'll make them be at peace with you when you give me all of you, when you please me.
All right.
I ain't going to take them away, because, you know, a measure of being faithful is test. How can you be faithful with no test?
Yes.
Every child good in front of their parent.
Huh?
Until they go to school.
Amen.
Now you're going to see what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The enemies is not people. The enemies will still reign for a certain period of time. God is in control of all this. Y'all got it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, God said, you see the scripture Brandy gave, there's going to come a time where he come and shut all that down. Then he's going to place all his enemies beneath him. And then he tells you, that the last one is going to be what, Brandy?
Death.
That's the last enemy. So y'all see now the correlation? Spiritual things are enemies. That means they may be, you know, chilling right now, at peace right now, but that don't mean they won't stop and come back. That's okay. We're going to remain loyal. As long as we remain loyal, we good.
Amen.
Okay? That person on your job is not your enemy. I promise you they're not.
Amen.
That person of that other race is not your enemy. That police officer is not your enemy. They're not. I promise you. Don't look at it through your natural eyes. I promise you. If you look at it spiritually, you will understand that that's somebody who's hurting spiritually and that God put it on your path for you to help. So if we start looking at God, that's a soul that needs help like I needed help, then we'll start approaching people differently as opposed to I can't stand them either then. Y'all, let me give y'all a scripture. Do we have anybody raising their hand, Miss Candy?
No, sir.
Okay. Let me give everybody a scripture if y'all don't mind. Let's go ahead and turn to Matthew 5 and 38, and we're reaching that half-hour mark, so we're about to get ready to close out. Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. Everybody got it? Miss Candy, I'm going to get you to go ahead and start reading the chapter 5, verse 38, please.
You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.
Go ahead, read 39 for me.
Do you have 39? I just have 38, sir.
I'm going to read this, y'all. The Bible says, you have heard. Somebody told y'all. The world said this. There is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. In other words, you hurt one of mine, I'm going to hurt one of yours. Y'all heard that before, right? In other words, a punishment that fits the offense. Whatever you did to me, I'm going to get you back, Brandon. But the Bible says in verse 39, but I say to you, do not resist an evil person. In other words, somebody who insults or violates your rights, don't resist them. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other toward him also.
Yes.
Simply ignore insignificant insults or trivial losses. And do not bother to retaliate. Maintain your dignity, not pride. But dignity, self-respect, your poise. If anyone wants to sue you, it gets good here. I'm in verse 40. If anyone wants to sue you, I'm in verse 40. I know some of us want to take that one, clean out the Bible, but listen to it. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Some Bibles, it says cloak. Also, for the Lord repays the offender. In other words, let God do the repaying. And whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's good, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Lord, have mercy. I don't need to read that one no more, because we all guilty of that, wouldn't y'all say? Well, I'm going to raise my toes, too. Because
mm-hmm.
we know the people who are going to pay us back, so don't borrow nothing from me, because I don't want to make an enemy.
Right.
But the Bible says, do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say it. The Bible said it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at this. This is interesting. All these people, I'm going to go one even further. You have heard that it was said that you shall love your neighbor, your fellow man, and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. Mm-mm. Y'all, this is good. Now, the reason I'm saying using the word enemy here, God correlates and gets on our level. Now he's talking to the natural man. So that you're talking about that natural person is your enemy, I'm going to address you right where you are. Remember, God can meet us on our level.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Look at what all it said in Matthew 5 and 38 through verses 43. Y'all, that's a lot. Every reference he gave to Miss Candy, he's talking about your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Do friends slap friends in the face?
No.
Somebody that smites you is your enemy, right? In other words, the consistent message that God has given to us is give, give, give.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was teaching doctrine. Y'all hear this? Of total humility. You tell me where that's not total humility to somebody slap one cheek and then he said, turn to them the other one. If they take you to court, you also give them your coat. Is that not humility?
Yes, sir.
To love your enemy, is that not humility?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, as we get back on topic, as we never left, but I just wanted to bring it full circle. We, if anything, if we want to misinterpret something, that's why I say understanding is very key, okay, we are actually the footstool.
Mm. All right.
Y'all hear me? Because it don't make you look like a doormat. Come on, I ain't letting nobody use and step on me. God said, let them use you. Lord, have mercy. I don't think y'all heard me. Because the scripture clearly says that if somebody slaps one cheek and he said, turn to them the other. If they take you to court, give them your coat too. But see, when we're immature, we say using. But when we're mature, we're letting God use us. Because naturally, I couldn't let somebody do that to me. But I'm letting God use me. That's why I'm able to let it happen.
Yes, sir.
Do you really think that a flesh Jesus Christ would have got up on that cross without a fight? But because he was letting God use him, God said, I got this. They look like and think they won the battle, but watch who get the last laugh. And hell shook when Jesus woke up. See, y'all don't understand. We look at temporary, baby, look at long term.
Mm-hmm.
Look at long term. So it looked temporary that they got you. And your feelings hurt, and they took you to court, and you was in the, and you should take them to court, and you should fight their child support battle. Listen to what I'm telling you. Be kind to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you fighting is hindering God helping. It don't matter who's going to laugh and talk about you. God will use the enemy as your footstool. They're not your enemy. But God will make that division a strong knit thing if you allow him.
Yes, sir.
But the thing is, you have to allow him. And all you're getting, get an understanding. In other words, understanding comes with time, with perspective and experience and allowing God to speak. In other words, when you allow God to speak to you, you'll get a better understanding.
Yes.
And you'll know that the footstool is not for people, but it's for Satan and his demons and his imps.
That's it.
Yeah, I got it? Good. Okay, no hands raised, Ms. Candy?
We do have one caller, sir.
Okay, what we got?
Caller, go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Greetings, everyone. This is DJ.
What's going on, DJ?
All right, I just wanted to say, yeah, there's no other power greater than love. And if you would, just think of, I've said this before, all of us are in a fraternity, and that's God's fraternity. We all G5G, glorify God. And in all fraternities, you have something that you represent, something perpetual. You know, some fraternities represent friendship. Some say sisterhood. Some say service. But the Christianity fraternity, and I'm talking about females too, is love. We perpetuate love, and there's no greater power than love. And that's what he shows us numerous examples of throughout the Bible. There's no way in the world we can be a part of him, a part of his fraternity, and say we perpetuate love when we got revenge in our heart. You know, even like a policeman. A policeman can't go home to stolen cable and hot TVs. That's a policeman. He's supposed to represent the law. So the same correlation, when it comes to Christianity and love, we can't go around claiming that we're saved or that we know him or have his holy name, but yet you're mad at your sister. I can't be mad at Candy, or I can't be mad at Tiana or Mr. Carr. You know, I can't stand him. He bought that jersey that he knew I wanted. Or he did this to me, or he did that to me, or she did this to me, but then come back and say, praise the Lord. I just saying, we can't do that. So you have to, you know, just think about it like that. The next time you really, really get angry, and I'm guilty of it myself. I'm not saying you, because it's easy. Your first human reaction is to be mad when someone does you something. Somebody cut you off in traffic, we ready to fight. Somebody cuss you, your natural reaction is going to be to cuss them back. Well, who are you talking to? You know, but I'm just saying, the next time you feel that way, just take a second and pause and remember that you are a child of the Most High God. And like you said, allow that situation to be a footstool. You know, next time somebody gets in front of you and slow down and you speed, which you ain't got no business doing in the first place, maybe that's God slowing you down so you won't get in an accident.
Right.
Maybe he's warning you up ahead that there's danger. You need to slow down, man. I want you to arrive alive. So the next time somebody does you something, you know, next time somebody cuts you off, step on your shoe or whatever, you know, sit on your favorite pew at church and sit in your seat and you mad because you late and they in the seat, you know, before you get mad, just take a second and just, you know, think about it. Like you said, maybe this is the footstool. Let me see how can I get on this footstool properly, you know, and allow it to be used the way it's supposed to.
That's right. That's good. Thank you so much, Mr. DJ. That's great. And that's enough. That's self-explanatory. I don't need to add anything. Ms. Kendall, we have one other call. I know Ms. Tiana wanted to, you know, chime in real quickly before we go ahead and log off.
All right. Ms. Tiana, go ahead with your question or comment for this evening. Are you there, Ms. Tiana?
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and move on. So, look, I hope everybody had an opportunity to share and, you know, whatever God placed on your heart. And if not, you know, just able to absorb everything. And just be able to, you know, enjoy the message about, you know, God will, you know, make your enemy your footstool. Again, we now have a better understanding that he's not talking about people. Remember, what the devil meant for our demise, our downfall, God meant for our good. So God knows exactly what he's doing. If you look back over your life, a lot of your negative situations were your best situations.
Yes.
If you be honest with yourself. If you be honest with yourself, because the Bible clearly says that iron sharpens iron. And in the sharpening process, Mr. DJ, there's a lot of sparks that fly. It ain't pretty. The pretty part is for the person who uses the sword. That's the pretty. Okay? But it don't look good when iron is getting made. Because a lot of scratching and a lot of, I don't like fingernail scratching, but you know, on the chalkboard. But there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of churning. There's a lot of raw fire going on. In other words, God is sharpening us, and he will use the enemy, Lord, to do it. The enemy, his objective is to take you out, but as long as you stand firm in God, he's sharpening you, whether you realize it or not.
Yes, sir.
Because don't it make you sharp when you can deal with one negative situation that you've overcome that, because the next one that comes your way, you can handle that too?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay. Enough said. So the footstool is for God, not for us. In other words, that's what I'm saying. The footstool is for God, not for us. Get off God's footstool. It wasn't created for you and I.
All right.
That's good enough?
Yeah.
The footstool was to elevate God. In other words, if you're standing on God's footstool, you better hurry, get off of it before Daddy come and get you. Because he will whip you. All right? Good deal. Let us go ahead and pray. Miss Candy?
Father God, we thank you so much for just allowing us to reflect on your words, Lord, allowing us to continue to grow, allowing us to share one with the other. And, Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity of fellowship. Lord, we thank you for each and every caller on the line, for all the families that are represented. And, Lord, we pray that as we go into this week, that you just help us to continue to feast on your word and continue to learn and share, not just in our circles, Lord, but touch our hearts so that we may share your word with someone new. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I know God is doing some testimony and great works in your life. Share them testimonies. We like to hear them. Because it's good to know that God is moving in people's lives. And it can be something simple. It don't have to be that you got a new car. It might just be that you was able to go to Walmart without getting pulled over. They've been messing with y'all the last couple of months. I don't know. But it's a testimony. Let somebody know that God is real in your life. We can talk about everything else. Talk about the news. Let's talk about God. All right? All right. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Good night.